to them, at the request of your father, I am recounting some early history of the Murphy family, of which we are both a part. My parents came to Western Kansas in 1879 and lived on a farm northwest of La Crosse in Rush County for about 2 years. Life there was very primitive. They had to build a place to live, which they did by making what was called a dugout. Now, a dugout is a place where the earth is cut out of place and something like a cave is built. This would probably be, in our case, about 12 feet wide and perhaps 16 feet long and very likely about 4 feet deep. Now, that was the base of the cave or house we lived in. Then the sides around this opening were built up with sod, which had been plowed from the ground outside. On top, this was laid up like brick around this opening. Then the top was made by placing boards over a ridge pole, which gave it the semblance of a house top, having eaves and so forth. These boards were covered with sod also, and to keep out the water and rain, they put on magnesia, which was a white chalk-like formation, which would melt together in rain and therefore keep out most of the water. Now the cave or house or dugout, as we called it, had perhaps two windows, one in the north and one in the south, since the house was located east and west. These windows, of course, were about 2 feet square. That was the opening into the house, which would let in light except when the door was open. The door, of course, was simply steps of broken earth cut out of the ground, resembling a door that might, the opening resembled a door which might be made as usual. I can recall when I was 4 years old, seeing antelope play around on the ground and fields outside our home. I think we lived there about 2 years when father and mother found it necessary to leave the claim which they had taken by government permission and travel down southeast toward Eureka in order to find work so father could make a living for the family. This trip caused us, of course, to leave the dugout and the claim which we had taken with government approval. And we never went back to that original piece of land. When father found work in near Eureka on a farm with a man whose name was Bob Hasty, mother kept house for him since he had lost his wife, and father worked with him on the farm using his team. Following a couple of years or so there, father and mother finally joined the work gang on the Missouri Pacific Railway, which was being made from Fort Scott to Wichita, Kansas. Dad used his team to do grading on building up the embankments and the railroad ground base so that rails could be laid on top of this for train service. We lived in a tent from the time that Dad started to work on the railroad until we got into Wichita, which time I do not exactly recall as to length, but I would presume it was 3 or 4 months, perhaps. When we finally arrived in Wichita, then Dad had saved enough money to buy a lot, and he built a small house on it, about 12 by 20 feet in dimensions. Most of the rest of the story you will find recorded in the story which I wrote some years ago, which was called A Family History. This part I have given you has not been recorded at any time before. Best wishes, your grandfather and birthday.